Today's podcast is about my backyard bird feeder, because it all starts with ADHD and said ADHD of mine driving my mom crazy and making her go to the home improvement store to get me out of the house and then make me shut up. And I also ended up getting obsessed with the bird section and harassed and maybe a little bit annoyed my mom until she agreed to buy me bird supplies. And also, my mom came up with the idea of using a shepherd's hook. Wow. Meant for plants. Definitely not for birds, but it's for plants. So I used it to hang my bird feeders. I also started out with a pine bird feeder with two suet feeders on the side. It wasn't that great. My mom literally had to save a bird that got stuck under the plexiglass. There was blood. It was bad. It was really bad. Ugh. Moved on to a new bird feeder from a box store. Bribed my grandparents into buying it. It rusted this winter and is in the trash. Boo. This year, I've also moved on to an open perch feeder. It's basically an open wood box that hangs from a hook. Like, there's also like tiny little holes for some reason. Probably something about the seeds. So there's these birds, like tiny birds that shouldn't be eating from it, but they do. They're like so scared. They're like, I'm gonna take one or two seeds and then fly off and then come back and then do exactly the same thing like 50 times. There's also like robins. They don't do anything. They just like, man, I wish I could have that. And they just like surround it, do nothing, pick at the ground, get some stuff from the ground, then leave. Just kidding. They only leave about 2 hours later. I'm sorry for that loudness, but oh yeah, did I mention the cardinals? Cause there's a lot of them. There's also a lot of different birds. There's a lot of crows or starlings or crow starlings. Crow starlings? And there used to be these mourning doves, but I haven't seen them in some time. Mostly months though, not that long. Now for the food part. The first year I bought the fancy bird food. Ooh, fancy bird food. Then I discovered that I was doing everything wrong. In that feeding birds mixed seeds in the summer is not really great. And I'm also gonna murder a dog probably. Dog soup. It'd be pretty not good. Maybe even two dog soups. Delicious. Back what I was saying, it's not very good to feed birds mixed seed in the summer. Plus, squirrels really love mixed seeds. It just falls out and the millet grows all over the yard. And it's just, I'm also gonna murder a heater probably. Thanks. So back on the topic of not murdering dogs and heaters. Mixed seed. You want some plants everywhere because the birds knock it over, then the squirrels knock it over. And also, it'll make your mom want to mildly stab a squirrel or two or bird or two. Now I stick to black sunflower seeds. I do enjoy feeding dried mealworms too, since they attract woodpeckers. One person would call it woodheckers. Personally, I also like squirrels because they also do the stupidest things. Like, oh yeah, I could totally get it from this branch. And then there's like these cats, neighborhood cats, they're like, meow, I'm gonna catch you. And the squirrels are like, no. No, I don't wanna be catched. And then they like try to do acrobatics, then they fall. But this time, now they are not knocking over it as much. Well, the bird feeder as much, not knocking it over. And it's actually pretty good, even though, you know, they're still getting seeds. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get another bird feeder, but it's for like woodpeckers and the robins. Probably a couple others, because it's gotta be mealworms. Oh yeah. And also last year, paper ASMR, but back on topic again for the 10th time. I bought corn cobs for the squirrels. They just like, hey, I want this. And they take the entire thing, they run off, and then they run off, they get another one, they steal some seeds, they do whatever they want. Actually, I'm gonna go check if there's any squirrels. I'll be back maybe next week. Bye.